Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929 is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Don't forget, coming up after the final out of this Braves-Phillies game, which is nearing toward its end, still 8-2 right now, the bad guys over the good guys. We'll have Grant McCulley, Rob Tribble, and myself will get you some post-game action. We'll take your phone calls as well and get your thoughts about what is happening. And nothing has really gone right tonight for the Atlanta Braves. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to the publisher of collegefootballnews.com. Pete Futak is joining us here. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Pete Futak. And listen, Pete, I got to tell you, I am a big fan of collegefootballnews.com. I think it's a great website. I love the way you kind of break everything down. I give you a lot of credit, man. It's one of my, again, when I was doing the college football show, this was always one of my go-to websites. So you guys do a great job over there, and I thank you for joining me on the show tonight.
Hi, thank you for having me. Hi, Pete from Chicago. I have a thought. Maybe if the good guys stop pitching to three, like, what are you doing? The guy's hitting 590 against you or whatever it is, and they keep pitching to Bryce Harper. That's not good.
Yeah, and Pete, it hasn't mattered if it's left-handed, right-handed. He hasn't flinched on anybody. It hasn't matter what hand they throw with.
Oh, there's some stat that I just saw that they put up, something about X amount of at-bats and home runs or whatever. There's like two guys in the history of the game who's done this in the postseason. It's Babe Ruth and Bryce Harper now. It's pretty impressive what that team of mashers can do at times. But it's still two games. You know, still got a couple more games in the series.
So. Yeah, it's not over yet, but tonight was definitely, hopefully, not a swing game for this Braves, but we'll see. Pete, let me ask you, let's start locally here with the University of Georgia. Look, if there was a time on Saturday night that Georgia finally looked like Georgia and Carson Beck was getting everything going, that was and look, I don't think that Kentucky was really ever ready for the bright lights, you know, of a game like that, but that was Georgia's kind of coming out party. That felt like Carson Beck and Georgia and everything, they did what they wanted to do and had their way with a 5-0 Kentucky team.
Oh, yeah. And it gets forgotten really fast that last year, at the exact point of the year, what was the conversation? Oh, no, Georgia, you know, they were sluggish. They sleptwalked through Kent State. They don't seem to have it. And then you needed the last gasp drive in Columbia from Stetson Bennett to get by Missouri. And it's like, yup, nope, this is not the same team. And all of a sudden, then the next week, they just throttled it in and just rolled from there. Up until the Ohio State game, they just pretty much destroyed everyone else. So that's the first half of the season. Look, you're breaking in a new starting quarterback. You are breaking in a slew of players. And it's one of those things where you know, even for the Alabamas and Ohio States of the world, when you send a bunch of players to the NFL every single year, yes, you're replacing them with new great players, and then they're good, but it sometimes takes a little while. Look, they, you know, Carson, but it is his first time at it. It's not every quarterback comes out and goes, you know, crazy. So the fact that you win games against good teams, you know, in the SEC, I think Auburn's pretty good. I don't think that win was, you know, should have been dogged like it was. And now let's see what they do from here, because this is still one of the three best teams in college football. It's playing fine, and now they get to kick it all in against a really blah SEC this year. So it's you're here. You're undefeated. All that matters is you got the zero at the end of that record, and I think Georgia's going to be just fine.
Let's switch over to Georgia Tech. I mean, look, I know Mario Cristobal was, you know, losing his mind, and he doesn't kneel and all this good kind of stuff. But I do want to give Tech's offense, and especially Haynes King, credit, because that even for all the blunders, that's probably not a game that Tech wins over the last couple of years. And I put this on the idea that for the first time in a long time, Tech feels like they have an actual quarterback, not somebody playing the position of quarterback, but I'm talking about a guy who's a legitimate quarterback. And I think that's been the big difference just with the way their offenses looked and the production that they're getting. Just the idea of not just having a great athlete or whatever, but they have an actual quarterback now playing that position.
I'm lazy and haven't looked it up, but now you've kind of made me go do this later. I'm just going to flat out say it. And if I'm wrong, I'll deny I said it. This has to be who's in the history of Georgia Tech had a better start yardage-wise passing the ball.
Oh,
I
gosh.
Mean, George Godsey? I mean, I'm trying to think. Who are the past? You know, Joe Hamilton was great, but they certainly didn't wing it like this. I mean, I off the top of my head, I'm sure I'm missing someone totally obvious, but when have you ever had a quarterback, especially coming off the area? This area, yeah.
My producer just told me that he tied Joe Hamilton's record for the first five games of his career.
Okay, yeah. I mean, even yardage-wise, I mean, because, mm-hmm. I mean, that's crazy. Okay, but that's, yeah. I mean, he's been great. And everything can be true at once, by the way, about that Miami game. Yes, Miami, Cristobal totally melted down. Yes, Georgia Tech came through with, they still had to make the play to win the game. Miami could have stopped them after that fumble. They should have taken in the first place. And it shouldn't have happened because Hines was down. And it should not have been ruled a fumble. And the ACC doubled down on it by saying, oh, that was the right call. No, it wasn't. But then at the same time also, give Georgia Tech all the credit because it came into that game against an offense that I think is going to get rolling this week against North Carolina. And after all the defensive problems and all the concerns, they came out and rocked in that game against a really good offense. So now Georgia Tech looks like they're a team that's in the hunt for a bowl game. And for right now, that's good enough.
Pete Futek joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, publisher of collegefootballnews.com. Does the Big Ten season really get started in 2 weeks when Ohio State and Penn State, I mean, this feels like this what is all going to be determined with the Big Ten about who's going to win this round robin of Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State. So they get started in a couple of weeks. That's when the Big Ten season feels like it's really going to get cranked up.
Oh, this is going to be fun. And I'm hoping, I believe it was 2008, when you had the Big 12 South, where you had Texas, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech, and they all beat each other, and they all tied, and they were the big giant mess at the end where, you know, they had to figure out who gets to go to play for the Big 12 championship. And then, with Oklahoma, and went on and lost to Tebow. And I think we might get that. Penn State's really good. They're going to win one of these two games against Ohio State and Michigan. I do think Michigan is kind of Georgia light in the way that they're not quite playing like they're supposed to, but they're just so freaking talented that it doesn't really matter. And at some point, all that NFL talent is going to kick in. And everyone's disappointed. Everyone's like, oh, what's wrong with this team? And yet they're still killing teams, you know, when they have to. And then Michigan's been flawless. Michigan has been absolutely – they haven't played anybody yet. But the freaking fun stat on them is that they have yet to deal defensively with a first and goal. They're not giving up anything on defense. They're not screwing up offensively. And so those three, I do think you could get it where you have like a Penn State beating Michigan and Ohio State beating Penn State and then Michigan beating Ohio State. And all of a sudden we're at 11-1 with three teams. Just for the sheer chaos of this, to get the expanded college football playoff here faster, that would be a whole lot of fun.
Pete, I guess maybe the only thing I've really gotten right in this college football season so far is I did think that I did predict Florida State would be a playoff team before the start of the season, and so far so good, and getting through that month of September with Clemson and LSU on the schedule. You know, I really think, look, they got Duke in a couple of weeks. You know, that could be a fun game. Miami, I don't know what that's going to be, but I really think that this could end up being one of the few undefeated teams along with Georgia. Like, I could see Georgia and Florida State maybe being, when all is said and done, the only two undefeated teams, you know, outside of maybe if somebody in the Big Ten can beat, you know, those other two behemoths. But I think Florida State is now looking at trying to run the table.
I am on the opposite side in that I screwed it up by thinking they would be 2-2 to start the season.
Oh, okay.
And now I'm still not buying. Like, they're good, but now that we see that LSU has a defense that just decided not to tackle this year, and that was a great win for opening game. LSU kind of screwed that up and should have been up 3 scores in the first half, but they kept dropping passes, and then their defense decided to quit the season in the second half of that. And the Clemson game, if they don't literally drag a kicker off his couch, then Florida State loses that game.
Mm-hmm.
So Clemson's not that good. I'm with you, and you look at the schedule and you're saying, where are the losses? I still think Miami's good. I still think Florida could. You know, I'm speaking of bad calls and bad thoughts. I actually think this Florida team is a whole lot better on the right day. I think they're more like the team that beat Tennessee than the one that got throttled by Kentucky. Again, on the right day, right time, that could be a loss. And let's see what happens when we get to the ACC championship, because in a weird quirk of fate, somehow – Florida State, North Carolina, and Louisville do not play each other in any way. So you want to talk about a screwy ending to a season. If you look at Louisville's schedule, find me the sure loss in that. And that's going to be a team that's going to kind of, if they can do that against what they did against Notre Dame the rest of the way, now that Pitt looks like it's not very good and there's a whole lot of other mediocre teams, I am not quite buying that Florida State is this be-all, end-all yet. And if they do get to the college football playoff, God help them if they get the Big Ten champion or Georgia, because I don't think that they're going to be able to get by. It's definitely not Georgia, and maybe not an approved Big Ten champion this year.
Last question for you, Pete. Are we going to get at least two Pac-12 quarterbacks at the Heisman ceremony this year?
So you're out of Caleb, out of Penix, out of Nix, out of Shedeur Sanders. This is fun. I mean, every single week, you know, even, you know, Jaden DeLauro, when he's healthy, is kind of fun. Last week he wasn't playing against USC, but then they pop up another quarterback who's good. Uyunglele hasn't been great, mm-hmm. but he's been good enough at times. Cameron Ward is playing like a first-team Pac-12, all-Pac-12 quarterback at times. So that conference every single week is going to bring it with that. So absolutely. I mean, Caleb Williams is definitely going to be there. And then the winner of this game on Saturday, Bo Nix versus Michael Penix Jr., let's go from there, because you've got to have, at the very least, you're going to get a bunch of top NFL draft picks out of this conference. And you're right. I would put the over-under on 2. Maybe 2.5 if Shedeur Sanders keeps putting up big numbers.
He is the publisher of collegefootballnews.com. Pete Futek joined me here on the waitfor.com hotline. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Pete Futek. And Pete, really appreciate the time. Love the website. Thank you so much for a few minutes in Atlanta, and we will certainly chat again with you soon.
And good luck and bless your heart with the next 90 minutes of you get to deal with.
Yeah. All right. Thank
you, Pete. We've all been there. Have a good one.
Thanks, buddy. 10-2 right now. How many homers have they hit in this game. I believe it's like, is it four or five? How many home runs in total here? Let's see. Two for Harper, two for Castellanos. Turner's hit one, so that's five home runs. Yeah, Marsh has also hit one, so that's six home runs. Yeah. Yeah, 10-2 right now. Listen, get it all out of their system. Get it all out of their system right now. All right, when we come back, we'll get to the Falcons flyover as we'll take you up to final out of this game, and then we'll get to Grant McCulley, Rob Tribble, and myself, and we'll do some post-game with you as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
Attention, adoring fans.
Back to more John Chuckery.
Hey, folks, how you doing?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back at the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show. Coming to you live on this Wednesday evening as we're trying to put the Braves behind us here. We'll get to post-game coverage here in just a few minutes. But first, though, this is your night look at all things Atlanta Falcons. Oh, by the way, 404-726-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. This is your night look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. The Pro Football Focus grades from the Texans game this past Sunday. Desmond Ridder had an 87.9. Kyle Pitts with a 75.2. He had a good game. Drake London with the touchdown catch, 74.4. Matt Collins at 73.5. Michael Pruitt at 71.9. So the second, third, fourth, and fifth highest grades were all by pass catchers for the Atlanta Falcons. But we did add another pass catch. Oh, sorry. Anyway, Falcons defensive grades. D. Alford, who was magnificent. He has really been one of the unsung heroes over the last couple of years. 90.7. Defensive tackle Eli Anku, 77.3. Mike Hughes, 68. Richie Grant, 67.8. And Calais Campbell with a 66.9. Some of the other notables, Storm Norton, 68.5. I thought he played really well in the absence of Caleb McGarry. Bijan Robinson was a 68.1. Jonnu Smith, a 47.9. A.J. Terrell, a 51.9. And Grady Jarrett, a 54.7. Now, as we look at offensive line rankings from Pro Football Focus coming into the new week, the new season, the new week in the season, week number six, as we have Thursday Night Football coming up tomorrow night. That will be, what do we got? Denver and Kansas City. Oh, God, what a game. Right now, the Falcons sit sixth in the offensive line rankings for Pro Football Focus. That's up three spots from the week before. They say starting right tackle Caleb McGarry exited Atlanta's Week 5 contest due to an injury and was replaced by Storm Norton. According to head coach Arthur Smith, McGarry's injury is nothing major, but it's uncertain if he can play in Week 6. Well, listen, I like what Norton did, and the thing I like most, you didn't have to call his name, right? Like, you didn't have to call his name in any of this. So, again, we'll see what happens. But the offensive line, I thought, played really well. They did not allow a sack for Desmond Ridder. Could be a different story this week. The offensive line is going to have to keep it together. And look, this is a defensive front with a lot of personnel, deep personnel, and a lot of players on it that you're going to have to, you know, again, this has been a team that has gotten after quarterbacks, right? Not just, you know, Falcons quarterbacks, but, you know, over the last couple few years. Look, you make a young quarterback's life easy when you have a team that has 43 sacks behind you, right? So, again, can't get complacent. This is a whole nother level of pass rush that the Falcons are going to be looking at. Now, there were some limitations in practice for today. So, Caleb McGarry was limited in practice. So, we'll see if he goes. Friday will probably tell you, because they're at home. Friday will probably tell you that, okay, if he can go on Friday, you figure that without travel, he's probably going to play on Sunday. Jonnu Smith was limited in practice as well. And look, Jonnu Smith has been a nice addition to this team. He's had some big moments. You know, We've got our unicorns in Jonnu Smith and Michael Pruitt. Now we're waiting for that other unicorn to get ready as well. Good to see Cordero Patterson get back into the mix. So that was good to see him get back in, had the one catch. And look, all the offensive pieces, another guy who can catch the football, run with the football. I would still like to see the Falcons offense stay a little bit more toward the run side, right? I mean, if we're, yeah, we're almost 50-50, but you would still like to see it skew, I think, a little bit more toward the run. And I know teams are loading up the box to stop the run, but as Bill Parcells always said, look, rushing attempts, I mean, that's the number that Bill, when Bill Parcells would grab the stat sheet, first thing he would look at is how many times did we run the football? Not how many yards, not how many passing yards, not how many yards per carry, this, any other, rushing attempts. That told him what he needed. And obviously, back in the old days, you know, with those Giants teams, look, the Joe Morrises, the Otis Andersons, and guys like that, you know, they were a run-heavy team, but, you know, they could throw it when they needed to, but they, Bill Parcells always talked about the idea of, okay, how many rushing attempts do we have? And look, that's one of those things that, again, we've got to, you know, I think still skew a little bit more to it. And again, dropping Desmond Ridder back 40 times in a game, I don't think is a recipe for success against some of these good defensive fronts, and certainly not with the Washington Commanders front. Falcons did trade for a wide receiver from the Rams. And look, I went back and forth with a lot of people on Twitter about this. You know, Van Jefferson, they got him for a sixth and seventh round swap and all this good kind of stuff. But can we get some guys that sack the quarterback? Again, how many more guys do we need catching passes? We don't throw it enough again, we're not Matt Ryan. It's not 55 attempts a game. We have enough guys that can catch the ball. Well, we got to go deeper. Okay, we're 28th in the league in starter field possession. Starting field possession, we're 28th in the NFL right now. Part of that is we just don't sack quarterbacks and don't change up down and distance. You know, the Falcons have given up the fourth most sack yards in the NFL this year. Fourth most sack yards in the NFL this year. But we got more pass catchers, too. So, anyway, you know, I just want to sack the quarterback. That's all I want to do. We got a guy that we got a quarterback we're playing this weekend. He's taken 29 sacks. In five games, he's taken 29 sacks. I'm on record. 30 points and 4 sacks. So, all right, we're going to get out of here, and we're going to hand it off to Rob and Grant and myself, and we're going to have a little bit of post-game action for you as the Atlanta Braves did go down tonight, 10-2 in Philadelphia in Game 3. So, all right, for Garrett, it's Chuck Reed. We will see you AMF.
Sports Radio 92.9 The
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.